Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. Scripture, I want to go with Proverbs 4:23 that says, keep your heart pure, for out of it are the important things of life. Valuable lesson learned yesterday. It's not that people don't like you for who you are. It's that you responded to them, period. They don't like the boldness you have within. They will call you disrespectful. You purposely are hurtful. You're a bully, or you're just plain sensitive, or that you could possibly misinterpret or intentionally took something out of content. Well, that's due to them not knowing who you are, but only what they believe you are based on what they heard. That's called taught behavior. They create an issue and sit on the sidelines, and then they watch for destruction. I always just say, mean what you say and say what you mean. No fakeness, no BS, just straight honesty. Never allow anyone to disrespect you privately or publicly. There's a time to joke, and then there's a time to put something to rest. I noticed that there's no ownership of any wrongdoing ever is that person's fault and never the people that started it. Too much double standards go by until it's facing you right in your own face. You got to open your eyes and see folks for who they really are. Those are the same people that keep most of the drama going. Have you ever noticed the ones who always claim, we family? We supposed to be friends, but they never act like a family or a friend. Or how much they claim they love their family, but yet they want to attack one of their own and then sit back and watch everybody else attack them. That's not love. That's fake to me. Family is only family when your branch is talking bad about this branch or keeping secrets that can kill a lion. Where's the family then? The days of having big mama is no more. No change will come as long as wrong is right and right is wrong. And the very curse that keeps you, whether it's gossip, disrespect, lies, secrets, two-facedness, backstabbing, and so on, it will very well bind you in a chokehold and take life. All of that kills relationships. I also learn that people only won't change only if they can change you and not themselves. Sometimes you got to let people go, especially the people you want to see move beyond the path of destructions and that constantly keeps having the same behavior that has gotten them nowhere. They don't want it. Don't force it. That could be anyone not willing to face themselves. You got to look in the mirror and work on your ugly ways. And know that it's okay to shut up and walk away. That doesn't make you a quitter. It really makes you stronger and wiser. And finally, know who you are and erase the bad behavior of what others want to say who you are. Know that you are a child of God. He's created you. You're made out of royalty. Their reflection of you is only a reflection of themselves. And remember to support those who genuinely support you. Love everyone, but guard your heart. And remember, please remember, the mouth speaks of what the heart is full of. So if you speak negativity, you're negative. If you gossip, you're a gossiper. It's simple. See people for who they really are and move on. Love them from a distance if you need to. but just be true to you. Keep your heart pure. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you. Thank you.